When people talk about virtue signalling, it usually means one of two things. As the Cambridge Dictionary would have it, it's an attempt to show other people that you are a good person, for example by expressing opinions that would be acceptable to them, especially on social media. Virtue signalling is the popular modern habit of indicating that one has virtue merely by expressing disgust or favour for certain political ideas or cultural happenings. When used in this individualistic context, it's never clear whether it's a legitimate criticism of someone who is all talk and no walk, or whether it's a lazy shutdown of someone with good intentions by another person who doesn't even have the wherewithal to engage them in proper dialogue about it. Well, that's social media, folks. But it goes beyond the individual to organisations, as illustrated by this meme I was sent about 100 times throughout June 2020 concerning empty statements on Black Lives Matter. It's also what the LGBT plus groups would call rainbow washing, or environmental groups call greenwashing, and every network has their equivalent. Again, it would be that some people don't agree with the sentiment at all, and that's why they call it virtue signalling. But for most employee networks, they recognise this all too well as a lack of specific action. The critique of an organisation's character in this instance is best handled by clearly communicating what you're doing, not just your sentiments. As ever, it always comes back to strategy. I wouldn't encourage you to use the term virtue signalling within your internal conversations, precisely because of the ambiguity of how this can be interpreted. But it's certainly worth keeping an eye on your social media for accusations of such.